aber zwielibmen.
If a person comes late to davening, one of the important halachas one has to know is about a smichas geula litfila. So the Gemaras are well known. It's a shachnoch is well known. The chiyu to be smichas geula litfila. There's plenty of makoyres, whether it's from based on psukim in Tehillim. There's one posuk, the Tehillim, I think it's your test, finishes off. And the next capital starts off. So we learn out Geula is supposed to lead to Tefillah. So that's where we learn out there is a mitzvah, a chiyuv, to be soimach Geula leTefillah. That's the Seder Tefillah. And the Mechaber's passing, you mustn't make any hefsek at all. You mustn't be mafsi ben Geula leTefillah. Mishmur says you mustn't even wait. Straight after God is sold, straight we start. Hashem's false tiftoch. You're not allowed to answer Tavon Shabikdusha, if you main Yehesh Meirabo, Kedusha, Omein's nothing, yet you must be Kula the Tefillah. The Omein of Goal Yisrael is a machlik. So Mechaber says, don't answer any Omeins, even the Omein of Goal Yisrael. If the Chazan finishes off beforehand, before you, says the Mechaber, don't answer the Omein Goal Yisrael. The Ramos says, Yesh Omein Shemuta Lanas Omein, you can answer this Omein, the Chein Oegim. So the Ramos brings a minik, and that's why there are different Minhogim and Klal Yisrael, to make sure we don't get stuck with this shayla, so they make sure that you don't have the heichet tims of answering omein, either davon with the shliach tzibur, make sure you finish off Goal Yisrael with him, or in some places he says it quietly. There's different ways to avoid this shayla, because was. The was a kegedim, and the kanam, ob is da a greiser minig in klalison, and a sad kegedim, haben mechazigewein der minig is da. Jeder da feel a fee sein minig, a kolponim, the shaila is da. Mahaitama is the same reason why before mincha and musav we say kishem Hashem ekro, many say before Hashem sforzai tiftoch, aber by shakriz amav we don't. Why is that? Because Shachar Zemar needs to be Soimach Geula leTefillah, so mitzvah by Shachar is received by Mav as well. So Hashem's foresight tiftach belongs to Shemein Esser, or because Shem Hashem Ekra is an extra portion. So Musav and Mincha, where there's no Geula leTefillah, you can add it in. But Shachar Zemar, if you need to be Soimach Geula leTefillah, no adding in. Straight after Geula, straight on to Shemein Esser. Hashkevenu, the Gemara says, Gula Richter Domi. The Gemara said, the Gemara asked Yukash, and the Gemara says, Gula Richter, Hashkevenu belongs to the whole Seder Tzitzis time. Rabbi Yonah go ahead, but why it is, but it's called Gula Richter, it belongs to the Gula, that's a Hemsh Gula. So I call upon him, we have to be Mas Gula, we mustn't be Mafsik at all.
Someone forgot to say, Kishem Hashem Ekra, and he said Hashem Safasa.
You don't see Shem Shemekra anymore, you've started Shemon Esser already. Because Hashem was the beginning of Shemon Esser, says quite clearly, it's brought down, you don't say Kishem Hashem Ekra anymore, you've started Shemon Esser already. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if somebody in the morning, he came to Shul very late, they're up to Shemon Esser, or some Shemon Esser. If he starts from the beginning, there's no way he can get Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tefillah B'Tzibur is a very wichtige Sach. For Yechosh V'Zach, Tefillah B'Tzibur. So Tefillah B'Tzibur, maybe I should start with Shemon Esser. Says the Mechaber, no. You need to be Soimach Geula leTefillah. If you're going to start with Shemon Esser, you're not going to be Masmi Geula leTefillah. So Mela, when it comes to Shachris, so then you have to start with the Bruchas of Birchus Krishma, you have to have Gula and Tefillah. That's the Seder at Ramba Shachar, Gula and Tefillah is compulsory. There's no way out.
Would that be zoomed in if the person's missing this man,
Tefillah? No. If he's missing this man, Tefillah, he's really in trouble. Right.
So if you can get that, if,
yeah, then it could be. Okay, I don't want that. Then it could be if he's going to miss monk, then probably yeah, some good tefillah with overpowered tefillah totally. I'm not sure what the best thing to do in that case.
About women,
Yeah, because let me, the women must go all the shy, and then come and Pasha's women have also got the same chiyuv to be same good fill the same as men. Some of Chala and Pasha, they got the same chiyuv.
What can you miss out on those getches?
Oh, so in order to, in Shakir's, all you can miss out is you can make a quick Pesukah to Zimra. You can say, Baruch Shama Asher Yishtamach. In the Birchus Krishma, there's nothing you can miss out. Absolutely nothing. From the Baruch Ator to God, there's nothing you can miss out. And then Shema Nesha. That's the way to do it. That's the quickest you can do. Yeah. Oh, this is all Kel Gav Shakir's. By Mariv, it's different. By Mariv, it's brought down with Fusha Siv Shechon Aruch in Simurash Lamed Vav. If somebody came late and it's close to Shemin Esra, he starts with Shemin Esra and he says Beit Kishma afterwards. Even though there's a mitzvah by Mariv to be Soma Gula Litfil as well. And with Fusha Gemara, the Gemara actually says Kola Somech Gula Litfil by Arvis. Then it says all the brokers of the Tibetan and Nizikola Yoim and all things. But it's not as Chom as Shachis. The reason why it's not Chom and Shakris, the Sha'atim brings down, is simply because Tfilis Arvis Rishus. The whole Tfilis Mariv, the Tfilis got less of a Chom, is called Tfilis Arvis Rishus. The male of the Chom is different. So therefore, there it's clearly brought down that you're supposed to be Mavata. In the morning, Simichas Gula Letfila overpowers Tfilah B'Tzibur. But by Mariv, Tfilah B'Tzibur overpowers Simichas Gula Letfila. So therefore, if you're running late, if you come very late, start with Shemoneh Esrei.
If you're starting with
Shemoneh Esrei, you can say Kishem Shemekah, you've got no problem at all. If by Mariv you start with Shemoneh Esrei, you can say Kishem Shemekah, yeah? Because at night, you start with Shemoneh Esrei. There's no Gula Letfila at all.
It's
what?
If you can say a couple of brothers. You can say Shema, maybe
you can get it. Oh, if you can say brokers, the only thing you can skip out brokers is Baruch Shema Olam Omein V'Omein. That you're allowed to cut short your davening to catch Tfilah B'Tzibur. Okay, as Mishmur says, one has to remember, Smich Gula Tfilah B'Amav is also very important. Just Tfilah B'Tzibur overpowers it. If you'll find another minion later, says Mishmur, don't do things wrong. Smich Gula Tfilah. So you do your brokers and wait for a later minion. If this is the only minion in the town, and there's no way you can daven B'Tzibur unless you cancel Smich Gula Tfilah, that's when Tfilah B'Tzibur overrides the Smich Gula Tfilah.
It's either all or nothing.
That's right, yeah. Oh, but to skip out half brokers, it's brought down. We don't. Even though some say that maybe you can skip out him, but said, no, don't skip out any of the blockers. If you're stuck halfway through your meeting with Krishna and then after Shemoneh Esrei, you have to carry on. Once you're in there, you have to finish it to the end. But if in advance, if you know you won't get there in time, wait. Don't start your Birchus Krishma. Tfilah B'Tzibur is very important. That's when Tfilah B'Tzibur overpowers Smichas Gula L'Tfilah. I did see a Chiddush brought down, Ishasor brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Chaparai episode posik about Yitzias Mitzrayim before Shemoneh Esrei. More put the Chaparai Kshesh Mekro, Zogat Nisham the Kshesh Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because that makes a bit of Gula L'Tfilah. See, even if you haven't got the main Gula L'Tfilah of the Brochas, Zogat episode Yitzias Mitzrayim, take a memra posik, at least do a mixas, Smichas Gula L'Tfilah. But the saying is by Mariv, since the Tfilah is less Chomo, so therefore Tfilah B'Tzibur overpowers Smichas Gula L'Tfilah. So therefore, if you know you can't do both, you won't manage from the beginning, start with Shemoneh Esrei. So this is the rule of Shakris and Mariv. Comes on the Ramah in Simon Kujat Aleph and says this is weekday. This is a weekday law. And of course, now I have to mention, well, by Mariv, because Smichas Gula L'Tfilah is weaker, that we see Tfilah B'Tzibur powers it, all the Dinim of Smichas Gula L'Tfilah are weaker. And therefore, you can answer things between Gula L'Tfilah when it comes to Mariv. The Smichas Gula L'Tfilah, even though it's a mitzvah, but not Chomu, Dvon Shabikdusha, you can answer. You can answer Meinish Meirabo, and you can answer Kedusha, and you can even clap with Yalav Yovoy, and even Nishno Yalav Yovoy, you can clap with Yalav Nisi, well, Nishno Yalav Yimachmanesa. Any tzoyecha tefillah you can do, because tefillah is less chomer marim, the smichas gula tefillah, even though it's a mitzvah, it's not the same chomer, so therefore they are the coolers by smichas gula tefillah by marim. So number one, as we said, the Shemoneh Esrei can't come first if you're running late, and number two, you can be mafsik for dvorim shel tzoyech. For dvorim shel tzoyech, mafsik, that doesn't spoil the link of gula letefillah benegea to marim. Comes on the Ramah said this is weekday. Shabbos is Amdish. Shabbos, there are more brings a shitta that there's no ain't sog you don't do, you don't need. You haven't got a chiyuv smitul Shabbos. What's Shabbos? Why is Shabbos no smitul tefila? So they, one reason brought down in the Ramah says because the whole smitul tefila has got to do with Yan Hashem Yom Tzora. Shabbos is Nishke Yom Tzora. Shabbos and Nishke Yom Tzora. So when the smich is gulat filler, when it comes to Shabbos, so the Ramah brings a shit that doesn't apply by Shabbos. The Ramah is not sure. Some argue with it. Some say that's not the main reason smich is gulat filler. There's other reasons brought as well. That when the Geula brings you close to the Melech, it's like knocking on the door, and you straight away have to answer. Down to the Rabbi in the Shalom. There's other reasons smich is gulat filler. So the Ramah's maskon is, Toiv lahachmi, b'mok im loy b'moshtoch lekach. Taka. The remorse maskon is it's weaker. Shabbos is weaker than weekday, but doesn't mean there's no smich gula tefillah at all by Shabbos. Avada by Shabbos is also mitzvah smich gula tefillah, but it's got a week, it's the weaker level. So meila b'mokim shetzorich, you're allowed to be mafsik, but mokshay tzor don't be mafsik. Meila says the mishbura. So in Shabbos you tak allowed to answer. Main shirabo kedusha bochur ben gula tefillah even by shachris, because the chiyu smich gula tefillah by shachris by Shabbos is weaker. You're allowed to answer dovah shemikdusha. And the mailer comes out, even though it doesn't say before, it's the omen of Gol Yisrael, or Shabbos is much less of a problem. If the chazan happens to overtake you, and he says you got to stop before you finish, answer omen. You have to answer omen, so it's fine. Even the weakest many hold you allowed to. So Shabbos isn't allowed to. So Shabbos, because the chiyuv is much less, so therefore, we're soymech gula letfilah as much as we can, but it hasn't got the same chiyuv.
When you say the chazan overtakes you, and if you're up,
I'm saying, when you double with him, you don't answer me on the same bracha.
You can't say on me.
No, but if I finish before him,
Yeah, I meant before. Whether you're quicker or whether you're slower, he is quicker, makes a difference. I meant to say that you're not together. If you're not together with him.
Yeah.
So there.
You can't say on me anyway, because you're
both. If what?
If he said, if you finish in the
brothel,
you can't answer
him
anyway.
Yeah, but if you finish Gol Yisrael first, and then he's afterwards, yeah, that way around, then you can ask, you're right. If you're the middle of the brochure and he finishes, yeah, you can't answer me. Yeah, I meant that way around, yeah, correct. That's what I meant. I meant that way around, that if not, you're the quicker one, yeah, you're the quicker one, he's the slow one, he finished after you, then you can answer Omein after Gol Yisrael. So the shayla is now, one somebody is really super late Shabbos morning, and he's come into shul mamash just before Shemen Esra. What's it in say Shemen Esra before the rest of davening? Once we put it in a weak level of smichas gula letfila, it's very similar to Mariv. Shach is like Mariv. So what's din over there? So the emesid, Rabbi Kivega, says to Shulchan Aruch, and says yes. That when Shabbos, if a person turns up late just before Shemen Esra, whatever the reason it may be, say Shemen Esra first. If like we do, you do by Mariv Shemen Esra, Tzvila Petziva overpowers smichas gula letfila. But maybe when it comes to Shabbos, Shachris is equivalent to the same idea as Mariv, because it's a weak heel. So Taka, Daven Tzvila Petziva first, and then do the rest later. Azoy Shteit Kiveg Shonok. But because Shabbos, there's no chiyuv. As we said before, because Shabbos, the whole smich villa, as one reason, there's one reason of time, I haven't told you a second reason yet, that the one reason is because it's not called a Yom Tzoro. So gula tefila is in relation to Yom Tzoro, so therefore they don't apply to suffer the time from the Ramah.
Can I stay in the
Brochen? No, Yom Tov, come still. Yeah, Yom Tov, come. I've said Shabbos, Davka, not Yom Tov. So, Mela, that Azoy Shtidu Kiveg and Shukhanoch, the Bialocha had a different kiveg than we got. The Bialocha brings the kiveg, he's got a shayla about it. Nistapik bin Shabbos. He must have a different one than we've got. He didn't have such a nice one than we got, for sure. The Bialocha brings a different kiveg. The kiveg is not sure about it. He's a kiveg, he's got a sofik. So says the Bialocha, there's a lot of shaylas about this Shabbos business. The Shagzara says, no, none of that. Shabbos is like weekday. So the Mishbura says, Bialocha says, I'm prepared to be making on Shabbos answering Dvor Shabbos, Kedusha, Amen Esher Abba, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, even though I'm in Gesol. Oh, but this to go so azoyvait, says the Bialocha, Ricky Vegas must speak about it. And says the Bialocha, there are some poistic lili, Lechamuz, Eli Rabba, said, no, you can answer Shemanesha first. Oh, but says the Bialocha, since some people argue in this whole remote, And it could be Shabbos is in between Shabbos and Maariv. It's not as home or Shabbos weekday, but may not be as cool as Maariv either. Something between. But Maariv says be a locher. So therefore, I can't be maker. I'm not going to advise you to be maker and start with Shmoneser. So he said, ain't a hocker bit in there, because he had to keep Vegas Mesupuk, and he's got this Machlok Shabbos either more in any case. So the be a locher paskins don't do that. So be a locher paskins, you'll have to go start in your davening like usual, you'll have to miss your tefillah b'tzibul, and the mailer, your smichas gula letfillah is more important than tefillah b'tzibul. That's the Tevah Rabbi Yisrael Legabe Shabbos. Legabe Yom Tov Yisrael Agresa Mucha. The Ramon says, even though I've told you Shabbos is different than weekday, Yom Tov is like weekdays, not like Shabbos. So they went to Santa Tam. So the Ramor being Tam, but it's not really Ramor. What's printed in our Ramor is Be'er Goyle. It just managed to somehow, it got printed into the Ramor. So the Be'er Goyle says the Tam, Yom Tov. You can't say Yom Tov Nishka Yom Tzora. Yom Tov Stach Yom Adin. All Yom Tov Yom Adin. Pesach Donim Ala Tvur. Shvur is Donim Ala Peres. Sukh is Donim Ala Mayim. Rashon Kippur we don't need to talk about. So I made it all Yom Adin. So Avata did you make Tzora? You made Din. You made Din. Muzik Soim is Angulu Litvila. As Zoy stated in the Be'er Goyle Pshat, that's the reason why Yom Tov gets a dinner every weekday. Yom Tov got all the common weekday. There's no Kulas at all. Dos is ain't tam. At Sveta tam, the Mishbura seems to ignore this tam. He didn't have the Shakonaka say he's got difference from the we've got. He said, no, it brings from a darker Moshe. Shabbos is a kvurdika good day. Shabbos is always Shabbos. Shabbos is always never a weekday. Yom Tov is on a weekday. Weekdays are your mate sorrow. So in this point, Gefallen Yom Tov, see, Yemei Choyel, it's a day which normally, as I said, B'shah Yomim Yom Tzora, Shaiach Be'apos Yom Hashem Yom Tzora, is Shaiach Be'apos Yom Hashem Yom Tzora. Memela says the Mishbura, that's the reason brought from the Dark of Moshe, why Yom Tov is like we take a Yom Tov is during the week. And Nafkemina, a Gewaltke Nafkemina, between the time of the Ramor, Be'er Goyle, in the print in the Ramor, and Mishbura, Yom Tov Shcholias B'Shabbos. Madini Yom Tov Shcholis B'Shabbos, according to the reason that Yom Tov is Yom Adin. Seeing as Yom Tov mit Shabbos is Amen, Ava Vosalatol is Yom Adin. This Shabbos is a serious day. Smith Gula Tefillah. So all the chumras of Gula of Smith Gula Tefillah on that Yom Tov will come back, will override the Shabbos. Stach Yom Adin, and may I have to be use up all my skulas of Smith Gula Tefillah. Ma'ashegan, according to the time of the Ramor, that the reason of Yom Tov is only different because it's a weekday, but when Yom Tov Shabbos, you've got the Shabbos to Gemayla. So Memela, so the Tiller and the David says that's enough Gemina between these two reasons. So you have to know which reason is right. So so the Tiller David is Machria, that the Ramor's time is the main one, the Be'er Goyle's time is the main one. So Yom Tov Shcholis B'Shabbos, you're supposed to be Soimach Gula Litfila because of the Chum of Yom Tov being Yom Adin. So therefore, there's no leniencies or no differences between the Yom Tov. So Yom Tov remains the power of Yom Tov. Yom Tov always needs Mishul Tfila. So Yom Tov, you have to be Soimach Tfila, and there's no Kulas. It can't be Mekel Torah Shabbat Dushan. It can't be Mekel. Yom Tov is proper smichul tefillah.
It should be like that because the amidas,
It's spelled like the yom adin part of it, right? So we have to look at it, what the mahus from the yom is. Another nafkamina, which givalka nafkamina is madino shvishol pesach. Shvi'is of Pesach. If Yom Yom Adin, when was the Yom Adin of Tzvur? First day Pesach, last day Pesach. If you're talking about Yom Tov being different to Shabbos because of Yom Adin, well, we need to investigate when is the Yom Adin. Is the Yom Adin the beginning of Yom Tov, the end of Yom Tov? We know Yom Adin Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah Yechazem Yom Tov Kippur Yechazem. And Sukkos Alamai, when is the Din? We know about Shana Rav, what about Shmini Atzeres? Is Shmini Atzeres Din Amayim or not? So this is a grand Sashaila, which I can't be too marach about it. The Gantz said, when is the Yom HaDin on the Yom HaToyim? The Tura Evin in Rosh Hashanah, he's not sure about it. He says, it's not clear. We know we bring Oyim Ebi Yom Sheni, so Pesach, in order to help us for our Tvua. Now, if the Yom is Yom Rishon, we've missed the boat. We brought Oyim too late. So Mela, does it help bring the schoolers of Oyim for the Yom HaDin, which was yesterday? So the Tura Evin comes out, when the Echidah Tura Evin comes out, you should know on the Yom HaDin of Pesach, start Yom Aleph, and the Gemad Yom Achon, exactly Rosh Hashanah Kippur. But Yom the region ye call Seimun, or Yom Shviya Shal Pesach ye call Seimun. That's how it works the same way. So Mele is also Yom HaDin. But Mele got the power of Yom HaDin throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach and Sibli Pasuk. It's the same by Sukkot. But Yom Tov Rishon ye call Seimun, Yom Shviya Shal Pesach ye call Seimun. I work the Shana Rabba, we'll have to work it out. But Kalman, he said, no, it works all the way through. It works, and therefore it's all called the Yom HaDin. But Mele got the home. Others don't wish to say. No, none of that. No. The din is in the first day. First day, Yom HaDin. I fix Kasa Oimer. You're not Gemar Din. You can still with a strong power. You can walk the Oik Exadin as well with special powers. Oimer is such a superpower of ritual. If any Kodesh Baruch can work it out as well. So that's the second Nafke Minik of the Shaila. Why Yom is different? How that will relate to the last day's Yom.
How can you skip on a long week?